Did you catch Sangi on 104.8ish this morning?
हम अपना बुक एक दिन तो पब्लिश करेंगे बट दैट एक दिन कुड बी वन ऑफ द डेज इन 2019 बिकॉज देयर समवन टू हेल्प अस नन अदर देन द पर्सन मतलब लाइफ में क्या नहीं किया है मेघना पंत ने प्लीज बता दो यार राइट फ्रॉम बीइंग अ होस्ट टू गोइंग इनटू द फाइनेंसेस न्यूयॉर्क स्टॉक एक्सचेंज राइटिंग सो मेनी बुक्स व्हाट इज लेफ्ट मेघना पंत विद मी ऑन इश्क हैंग आउट गुड मॉर्निंग मेघना हाउ आर वी डूइंग
We're doing good and you're being extremely kind, Sangi. Thank you so much for this lovely introduction.
Listen, it's true, isn't it? Matlab, you are like a jack and master of everything. Ye bahut kam hota hai life mein. But we're just so, so happy that now we are also like literally going to be a part of your journey and going to take from all your learnings because that's what your next book is about. How to get published in India. Finally, kisi ne ye kitab likh di.
I know, you know, to maine ye kitab actually likhi because when I started out, you know, I didn't have a degree in literature. I didn't have any publishing contacts. मेरे कुछ mentors नहीं थे.
Right.
And I struggled for 3-4 years just to understand how to navigate the publishing process. कि how do you get the top publishers to pick up your book? The 90-95% of the books that come out in India today,
right?
That are written in India today rather, they are rejected by traditional publishers. आप imagine करो कि only 5% of the books that are sent to publishers actually make it into bookstores.
My God.
And उसके ऊपर only 2% of the total 90,000 books that are published in our country every year, only 2% make it inside top bookstores, just crosswords and, you know, all of that.
Right.
So how do you make sure that after you get published also, your book is visible and available in bookstores?
Right.
So all these things I had to navigate by myself. It was a very, very steep learning curve. You know, itna effort, itna hard work. So many years went into it, but I got all the top publishers to publish my books. I won awards for it, but it was all self-taught.
Right.
And through all this, my one question was, why has no one written a guidebook on how to write a book, how to publish a book, and how to sell a book?
Right.
And if I had got a book like that when I had started my writing journey, I know I would have been
much better. And you know, the interesting thing also is that you've worked with different publishers. That is also like a tricky situation to be in, and also amazing, isn't it? Because everybody is open to publishing your book, and that is so amazing.
Yeah, there's a very interesting saying, ki, are you a fox who knows many things, or are you a hedgehog who knows only one thing?
That goes well with you and the way that you have taken this career of yours as well. I know so many people who write diary mein na wo short stories likhte hain. Yeah, you know, you have that dream ke ek din jo hai, maybe mera book bhi yahan pe is rack mein hoga. Now, when you talk about self-publishing also, or even getting a publisher, like you said, the journey is extremely difficult. I remember connecting with Amish when he had self-published his book like years back. And at that time, he was like, yaar, I have knocked on every publisher's doors. And they just refuse to do this. But I cannot let go of my dream because somebody else doesn't believe in it. Where does one start, Meghna? How do we start this journey of ours?
So, you know, it's very interesting you mention Amish because Amish actually has given a quote for the book that, and he literally said this, I wish I had this book when I started my career.
Right.
And this is the finest publishing advice you'll get in India today.
You also know that Amish eats actually orange biscuits while he's writing his books.
I know. You know, like I said, ki if a lot of people write very good books. We're a very talented country. We're a land of storytellers.
Right.
But kya hota hai na, they go wrong in small, small things. So they'll send a query letter to the publisher, but they'll use the wrong name. Or they won't include their bio. Or they won't follow the submission guidelines of the publisher. These choti choti cheeze na log bhool jate hai.
Right.
What happens is a normal average publisher gets over 40 manuscripts in their inbox every single day. That's 1200 manuscripts a month.
Right.
कितने at least 1200, right? How many manuscripts do you think they're going to look at? So that's why 95% of them get rejected on small things like the reasons I mentioned.
Right.
So this book tells you ki if you're submitting to a publisher, these are the things you have to have in place.
Right.
So it takes you through each step and how to do it correctly. Again, I have learned all this. All this is self-taught. I've read hundreds of books on how to get published. But India mein nahi. I had to read all of them from abroad.
Right.
Just to learn simple things like how to frame a query letter, what goes into a synopsis. How do you write your bio if you don't have any publishing credentials?
Right.
Aap kya likhoge apne bio mein?
Haan, kyunki kuch hai hi nahi na history. Abhi to tum ye shuruaat kar rahe ho.
Exactly. So all these small things which we are not aware about, which will make the difference between your manuscript rather getting accepted or rejected. And you know, publishers have their own sort of hurdles. So even if your book is well written, sometimes they have like only as these many titles that they can publish in a specific genre, or they've published a similar book, or they think your writing style is too path-breaking, so they won't publish your book.
Right.
Publishers also have certain parameters. It's not always a reflection of your writing if you get rejected. Very little known fact, ki wo jo sales, a publisher will decide to will give you like, you know, a contract agreement only once the sales team convinces them that this book will sell. So
wow.
Even if you've written a brilliant book, if the sales team at the publishing house says this book will not sell, your book will not get published.
Right now the sales team ka naak is high up in the air after you've said this.
And you know, jo aajkal jo dikhta hai wo bikta hai. And this is, you know, even if you get published, so this book is not just for aspiring writers, it's also for published writers. Because I also learned this the hard way. I didn't market my first two books. Mujhe maalum nahi tha ki aapko market bhi karna padta. After all that long journey of finding a publisher, editing, getting published, writing a book, it takes 3-4 years.
Right.
Uske baad you have to sit and market your book also.
Right, right.
Which people are not aware of. So, this one thing I've heard, jo bikta hai, wo bikta hai. How do you brand yourself as an author? How do you make sure your book reaches the correct hand?
Right.
So, the entire chapters are devoted on case studies on, you know, the best-selling authors in India, like Amish, whom you just mentioned, or Durjoy Datta, Ravinder Singh. And the best part of the book, and I love it, is the last section of the book are essays from top international and national authors, agents, publishers like Jeffrey Archer, Shobha Day, Twinkle Khanna,
wow,
Ashwin Sanghi, everybody you name it. They've given tips, advice and secrets that have never been published before, which will cover any gaps that I may have in the book.
This is so amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on this book. But you know, Meghna, we were talking about how it's important to market books. But for you also, right, word of mouth has been really, really important in your journey.
Absolutely.
You know, and now we're talking about social media. The minute you like a book, you don't like a book, you just put out a tweet. Now there are people who are reviewing books. What is your take in this whole social media game? Do you think it's helped authors, or it's playing the ulta game with them?
So it's a double-edged sword. If your content is not good, even if you spend lakhs on marketing a book, nobody's going to buy it or read it. If you have good content and you're not marketing your book, then also nobody will buy your book. And
right,
that is a harsh reality in publishing today that a lot of new authors and even published authors don't know.
Right.
So what's happening in India today is readers are reading the best-selling authors, but not the best authors or average content. They know how to sell themselves, to build themselves up as brands. How do you sort of brand yourself if you're writing romance? You know, somebody like Durjoy Datta, for example.
Right.
He's made himself the brand ambassador of romance.
Oh, yes.
Posting up personal, you know, photos from his life of romance and
right,
love. You know, small hacks like that. So Durjoy has also contributed to the book. He's written about money, which is a very important aspect of writing. That people keep writing to me saying, Meghna, you know, can I quit my full-time job and become an author?
Huh.
And ask any author this, they'll say no, please don't.
Really? But I know so many authors who've done that, yeah.
Literally, I think 2% of authors who sell more than 10,000 copies in this country. 2% of the total number of authors. And to be a bestseller today, you have to sell 10,000 copies in a country of 1.3 billion people. And these are, again, facts that are not well known.
Right. Wow. I didn't know this.
Very few people. It took me years to understand this. Authors make less than 50,000 rupees a year.
That's it? Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very low. So therefore, authors either keep their full-time job or they become, you know, they get money out of speaking engagements or writing articles or writing for TV or writing for movies.
Or they wait for their book to be converted into a movie, maybe.
Into a movie, yes.
Yeah, that's the latest trend, isn't it? Can we pre-order this? It's available and it's at number 2 already.
You know, when I was pitching to publishers this book, my opening sentence was exactly this, that this is a book that should have been written years ago.
Absolutely.
I have no idea why no other author has. I think authors don't want to share their secrets. They don't want to reveal, you know, the inside world of publishing, because they have nothing to gain from that. So I get so many messages from readers all over the world for the last few years asking me, ma'am, how do I publish this book? How do I write this book? It's my answer to all the readers who want to become writers. So again, I'm so glad you mentioned, you know, it's already reached the bestseller rank. It's just been on pre-order for a week now. So you can get it right on pre-orders on any of the online retail stores like Amazon or Flipkart. And it'll be available in bookstores within 2 weeks. You know, literally the cost of a cup of coffee, and you get so much gyan. will be sending me, hopefully, thank you messages.
And of course, that's going to happen.
If I've forgotten or missed anything, please forgive me, because publishing things change also quite rapidly. Sometimes, right. You know, here or there, small things you miss out.
Meghna Pant is with me today. And Meghna, how do we not talk about the movement that we decided that we are not going to forget? It is the Me Too movement. How far have we come from a 2018, when the Me Too movement started, to a 2019 January?
Yeah, so there were a lot of naysayers and cynics who said, ki, matlab, this is just a flash in the pan, Me Too. You know, it's just women sensationalizing their stories or wanting attention. Victim shaming bahut extent se ho raha tha. What they didn't realize is, you know, when you drop a pebble into the lake, you know, the repercussions are felt for very, very long after.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what the Me Too movement is. It's changed the dining room conversation. It has made men aware of what to say and what not to say, how to approach women, how to talk to women. Cooler conversation in offices has changed.
Right.
Companies are setting up sexual harassment policies. They are putting the POSH guidelines into effect. So a lot of change is taking place. But again, because it's such a taboo subject, sexual harassment, Indians are not talking about it as openly as they should. So they're talking about the movement, but they're not always talking about the, you know, sort of the background work that's going on.
Right.
And it's trickled down to, you know, our towns and villages. We saw, I don't know if you remember that map of India where, you know,
yes,
was
yes.
spoken about.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
It was beautiful. It was lit up all over the country. So it's not, you know, there's a huge intersectionality happening. It's not just preaching to the converted anymore. There's no use hiding your head under the sand. Remember, every time a movement takes place, a revolution takes place, there will be cynics, there will be naysayers. But the fact is, if we are strong, if we come together, collected, both men and women, and we fight against a system that is unjust, clearly unjust,
right.
both men and women,
right.
the change will happen.
Let's hope that happens in 2019. The movement continues, and more strength to all of us. Thank you so much for being with me on the show. And I'm waiting to order my book, and that's going to happen right away. All the best. And
thank you, and wish you all the best with your publishing journey. I hope you become one of the top authors in India. I'm sure you'll do a fantastic
job. Oh yeah, I need to actually pen down what all has happened with me in this journey of 11 years of being an RJ. Now you're inspiring me to do that.
I would read that book.
Yeah, chalo, ek read. तो मिल गया मुझे पक्का
चलो
ओके मेघना हैव अ ग्रेट डे थैंक यू सो मच फॉर बीइंग विद मी ऑन द शो
थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी
ट्यून इन मंडे टू फ्राइडे 7 AM टू 10 AM फॉर योर डेली डोज ऑफ व्हाट्स ट्रेंडिंग इन मुंबई विद सैंगी ओनली ऑन 104.8 इश्क डू द इश्क बेबी